WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on Thursday morning. It's funny because I print out a paper every day with all of the different commercials and everything, and I put Wednesday at the top of that. And then the computer screen next to it says Thursday, and I was looking, I was like, wait, which one do I say? Which one? But it is Thursday, even though I'm a dummy that didn't change the info on that page. So we are talking about a variety of different things. We were discussing earlier the New Bedford City Council found in violation of the open meeting law. We have the full story at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. We can talk more about that. We were talking about the reaction to what some people are posting online about Charlie Kirk. Of course, Jimmy Kimmel ended up being put on indefinite hiatus. Well, how'd they term it? Preempted indefinitely. And again, I want people to understand, because I know a lot of people are saying, well, good, serves him right for what he said. First of all, I don't know what he said. Like, I'm not trying to defend what he said. I'm literally asking, what was it that was deemed the inappropriate thing? Because the reaction that I've seen from people as well, he celebrated Charlie Kirk's death, not in the clip that they were, that they've been sharing. So is it something else than what the media reports are sharing? Cause I don't watch. It's those shows are on too late for me. So like, I literally don't understand what it was that he said. All I heard him talking about was how he said that, that MAGA folks were trying to cover up that the shooter was one of their own, which doesn't seem to be the case. So he was just wrong. But also that was Monday, and he filmed that Monday, 5 o'clock thereabouts, California time. So, you know, what did we know at that point in time? I don't know, but it just, I'm trying to find what it was that set people off. I think what people can't lose sight of here is that the real story about these cancellations and all these, it all has to do with these mega deals that are happening behind the scenes that don't want to run afoul of the FCC because they need the FCC to approve them. Keep that in mind, that this is a big money thing, and that whatever money that they make off, you know, Jimmy Kimmel or Stephen Colbert or any of these shows pales in comparison to the money that they'll make from these mega deals that are happening behind the scenes. And the other part of it too is late night television isn't what it used to be in terms of viewership, in terms of revenue. And a lot of those hosts are really just kind of there more out of tradition than anything else. And it may be that the networks are using these incidents as an excuse to just get rid of those shows. You know, there was a time when people sat down at 11:30 at night and watched those shows. Unfortunately, now people's viewing habits have changed and they don't watch TV live. They watch it on DVR. They watch it in viral little clips later on. And I think that that's played a part. Like, I don't know anybody that tunes in and watches Jimmy Fallon's Tonight Show. I know people who have seen things that have happened on Jimmy Fallon's Tonight Show because they've seen it the next day on social media. But I don't know anybody that says at 11:30, I sit down and I turn on the Tonight Show. So, I don't know. I just think that there's not a future in late night television. So I think that they're just using a lot of this as an excuse to say, yay, we can get rid of that now. Because here's the thing. If you don't like what Jimmy Kimmel says, or you think that Jimmy Kimmel says something that deserves him getting taken off the air, the hundreds of people that work on that show don't need to lose their jobs over it. just replace Jimmy Kimmel. Like, just like if I say something stupid and I get pulled off the air, they're not going to get rid of the morning show. They'll just have somebody else host it. And I think the same thing can be said for any of the late night shows. I get it. The Jimmy Kimmel Show started with Jimmy Kimmel. It's called the Jimmy Kimmel Show. It's not a franchise like the Tonight Show. But the Late Show is a franchise. There was a host before Stephen Colbert. There could be a host afterwards. The thing is, they're just not making the money off of it they used to. That's why when CBS says the show is losing money, I believe it. Just because of the state of television. Anyway, 508-996-0500. Let's take a phone call here. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Hey, good morning.
Sorry for making you wait there when I was on my little rant.
Oh, I understand what you're doing. I'm getting ready for my physical once a year. I go for that. So I'm getting ready. I thought I could get a call in before I leave.
Well, I hope it goes well, yeah, first off.
Yeah. So that doctor's first, and then next week will be a six-month checkup on my eyes, and I hope nothing much has changed, because right now I can still drive. I'm grateful for that. So we'll see what happens. I know I'm going to get new glasses on that day. What else? Oh, now, I see on the news that they're going after RFK yet again about the vaccines, and there was a simple remedy for this whole thing. I don't even know why they're going after him now. This is not new with him. Give the people what they want. Now, if they want vaccines and if they want to vaccinate their children, let them do it. If you don't want it, they shouldn't force it on you. What is so hard? Give the people what they want. Now, do you know why they're going after him this time? I know it said it's about the vaccines, but exactly what is it?
Well, who are the they? Because I've heard about, you know, the well, I've heard about Maura Healey statements.
People. I hear it on the news, so it's the news people saying it to me.
I mean, I think part of it is, you know, like you said, this has been an ongoing thing. But the more he pushes it, the more people are going to keep pushing back on it.
But I don't. I never heard him say that he's going to actually block it and stop it. He can't do that, can he?
I guess it all depends on. I don't know the. I don't know the specifics on if they can pull approval for a vaccine that already had approval. I don't know how that process would work. But they can certainly block other ones from coming through.
I know also that he's been doing a good job getting sugars and artificial crap out of the food. Now, some people are screaming about that, too. Like, if I want to have a poisonous diet Coke or a regular 7-Up or whatever poison it is, I have the right to have it. I think his main concern is for the children, because if the parents are doing it, they're going to allow their children to do it. So we're trying to at least help the children. If you're an adult and you want to eat that crap, go and eat it. I don't believe he should stop anybody. But when it comes to the kids have their own pediatrician, their own doctor, and that's the doctor that you have to go after, the one that's taking care of the kids. So, I don't know. Now, but Kimmel, I don't watch late night TV. I don't give Comcast a dime. I don't have cable. I don't even have a TV in the house. I'm satisfied with my computer, my laptop. I'll go in and do get what I want.
Who do you get your internet service from?
Well, I go to Xfinity and just pay. It's a senior citizen special that you only pay $15 a month.
Okay, so you're saying you don't give them a dime for television?
Well, no, I don't watch TV. No,
right,
not
but
at
you
all.
you do pay them for the internet, yeah? Okay.
Oh, I pay for my internet, right. Yes. But I mean, I can watch almost practically everything I want. I just go to YouTube and everything's right there. Movies. Then I've got the Tubi. I go into there too. I have no problem being satisfied when I want to watch something. I go and search every single night. Just before I'm getting ready to go to bed, I look up all kinds of stuff. I pick out one or two things, and I'm good with it. But there's no way I'll ever have cable.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it does all depend on your viewing habits. So, like, if you were somebody that cared about live sports, you would have to have something that provided you the ability to watch live sports, you know?
Yeah, well, thank God I don't. Because then I'll see clips of it the next day if I want to. Nah, I'm not okay. The only sport I really like is boxing. Demolition Derby, and those skaters, I keep forgetting what we call them. I don't see them anymore. They got the girls team and the guys. They put roller skates and they knock each other out.
Oh, roller derby.
Oh, yes. I kind of missed that. I will go and try to find some, but it's old.
Are you aware that there's actually local roller derby teams? You can actually go and watch it in person still.
Yeah, so where's that? It's still out of town that I can't really drive. And then it's mostly at night. I can't drive at night. So I'm stuck in between, you know, you can have it, but yet I can't.
I don't know. One of our former guests takes part in it, Shakira Gonzalez. I'll have to ask her if she can get us some details on it.
But where are these places?
I'm not sure.
So I don't even know what Kimball said. And I was going to ask you, but right in the middle of while I was waiting for you to take my call, I heard you say that you don't know what it is either.
What he said was that that he said basically that, you know, MAGA people were losing their minds trying to cover up that the shooter Tyler Robinson was one of them, and so that's mm-hmm. what he had said. He also then made a joke after that about. So when they asked Donald Trump about how he was there was one of the press conferences that he does, you know, getting into the helicopter, and they asked him how he feels in the aftermath of Charlie Kirk's death. You know, how do you feel about the death of your friend? And he said, "Oh, I feel terrible." And hey, take a look at those construction trucks over there. They're working on the ballroom. And so, like, Kimmel made a joke about how he must be really broken up if, you know, he immediately started talking about the ballroom. Now, hey, listen, people deal with grief in different ways. I mean, he might have been like, if I start talking about this, I'm going to get choked up and I don't want to do that. So he changed the subject. I mean, people do that all the time. So I don't think that that's, you know, a big deal. But it was also just a joke. It wasn't like Trump. He said, what a horrible human being Donald Trump is.
Now, when it comes to Trump, they have to nitpick, even if he blinks his eye or coughs or has a fart or something like that. I'm sure he cares about Charlie Kirk, but it's probably he wants to get things out because he's getting into the helicopter or whatever it is, and he wants to get certain things out. Come on, do you yourself think that Donald Trump doesn't care that Charlie Kirk does?
I mean,
come
like
on.
I said, I my honest gut reaction to it was that, you know, you wanted to change the subject so that you didn't get choked up and emotional. That's what I thought. That's how I felt about it.
Maybe. I do not believe for a minute that young guy killed Charlie Kirk. I believe he's guilty of being involved because he was leading the cops in a different direction while the real killer was getting away. I don't believe he deserves to be having a death penalty. I believe he needs to go to jail because he was in the mix. So they put a video out on the weekend, and I reposted it on my page. I don't know if you saw that or not, but it explained all those hand signals that people were saying, oh, no, that's not, he's just fixing his sleeve and all. I watched it over and over and over. And they actually showed a guy that was a few more feet away in the back, and he had a gun in his hand. Now, it's not very clear, but you could say, yeah, that looks like a gun. Then as soon as that guy lifted his arm and Charlie got hit and was already bending over already. He was already bleeding out. So that young guy looks like just a young idiot to me, easily to coerce him to doing anything at all. And he looks very relaxed about it, like, oh, they're going to not put me to death because I'm just too young and they're not going to die. I've got news for him. They can. Innocent people have been, you know, getting the death penalty too. And then when they give you the death penalty, you're in jail for years and years while they're feeding you, giving you medical care and all. If they're going to give you the death penalty, they ought to do it in a very timely manner. No more than 6 weeks. If they can't prove you innocent in 6 weeks, you're gone.
Well, I mean, there's still the appeals process, and that's just going to take time. So you have to give them time to build their defense and all that. Well, I mean, you have to.
No, but we shouldn't.
But then you're not giving that person their due process.
If they want to give them the death penalty, they must be damn sure. And I don't.
Well, that's why it takes so long, because they have to go through all the different appeals and everything to be damn sure.
He's been in jail for 30 years. How long is that going
to
take?
Well, I think, yeah, 30 years might be a long time to get it done, but you can't do it in 6 weeks.
Well, I don't care.
I could go break into your house, Mary. I might not get a court date for 6 weeks.
I know, but are you coming to kill me? Am I dead?
No, I'm just coming to eat your food.
I understand. I mean, I just don't believe that young guy did that. He looks, every time they show anything about him, he looks like he doesn't have a care in the world. And he probably feels no guilt because he's probably thinking, I didn't kill anybody. I may have done this or that. And all the time the killers get away. So do you believe he did it? Let me ask you that.
I don't know what I believe yet. I know that if this is the person and they've got all the evidence lined up that they did a great job in solving it very quickly. And if he didn't do it, I mean, I don't see how that could be the case unless he was being framed. But I don't think that we know enough about any of it right now to make any kind of determination.
Well, I was talking to you too long to have any more time to get into all the Dems who are crying and moaning and groaning because they're losing their jobs. Yeah, I feel good about that, yeah. So have a good day.
Well, that's not. What do you mean you feel good about that?
Oh, I feel good that they're losing their jobs to their evil sons of biatches. They are all evil. Look at
them. You don't think it's evil to revel in the misery of others?
Kirk, a hater and a racist and everything else. Do you think he was? Let me ask you for your opinion. Was he evil? Was Charlie Kirk evil?
I don't think he was evil, no.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay, but I don't think Joe Biden was evil either, but you think he was.
I believe he was involved in evil.
The same things people say about Charlie Kirk, I've heard you say about Joe Biden.
Okay, but chances are more likely that Biden is guilty of the things I mentioned. He ruined this country, so did Obama, and Obama's still walking free.
You are the biggest hypocrite I've ever heard, Mary.
Hey, you have to accept my theories. If you don't like it, too bad.
I don't have to accept them, but I'll listen.
Hey. If I come trick-or-treating at your house, you better have some white chocolate. They're supposed to be putting out the same thing from the Ferrero company, I believe it is. And if anybody tries it, I want them to come out here and say it if it tastes like the original nothing.
Did you see what I posted on your post about it?
No, I didn't.
Oh, go look at my comment because that was the perfect excuse for me to bring back my...
That's already been deleted.
I posted my favorite commercial jingle of all time right underneath it.
Oh. Put it again and I'll hear it again.
I'll have to play it on the air. Okay, you have a good day.
I can't trust you because I asked for a picture of Apollo and it never came.
Maybe you deleted it.
No, I never saw it. And I was on the internet pretty much yesterday.
I just went home and went to bed last night. I haven't had a chance to take a photo of him.
See, you were trying to get away with it. You better do it today.
Okay. You have a good day. Good luck with your physical.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
All right, I've got to take a break here. We're running behind. We'll be back in a few moments.
An officer-involved shooting in Pennsylvania. Close call with Air Force One and Jimmy Kimmel suspended.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Three police officers are dead, two wounded after an officer-involved shooting in York County, Pennsylvania.
It happened just after 2 p.m. local time on a farm in North Codorus Township, 9 miles southwest of York. The five police officers were investigating a domestic complaint when a gunman opened fire. Three cops were killed, the two others reportedly in critical condition.
This is an absolutely tragic and devastating day for York County and for the entire Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Governor Josh Shapiro speaking at a Wednesday evening news conference. The Pennsylvania State Police Commissioner says police returned gunfire, hitting and killing the shooter. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
A close call in the sky on Tuesday morning involving a Spirit Airline jet and Air Force One. An air traffic controller in New York didn't like how close the Boston-bound Spirit flight was flying to the plane that was carrying President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump to the U.K.
Spirit 1300, turn 20 degrees right, vector traffic and descent. Pay attention, Spirit 1300, turn 20 degrees right. Spirit 1300, turn 20 degrees right now. Spirit Wings 1300, turn 20 degrees right immediately.
You could hear the air traffic controller complaining about having to relay instructions twice, repeatedly admonishing the pilot to pay attention. An investigation is underway. The memorial service for Charlie Kirk will see President Trump and Vice President Vance both deliver remarks. Kirk's widow, Erica, will also speak along with Secretary of State Marco Rubio, Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. The service will be held Sunday at State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona. Tropical storm Gabrielle has formed in the Atlantic Ocean. It is not expected to pose a threat to the U.S. However, National Hurricane Center in Miami warning of very heavy downpours over the Cabo Verde Islands. This puts an end to an uncommon period of about 3 weeks of no storms in the middle of peak hurricane season. The Federal Reserve is cutting interest rates for the first time in 9 months. Chair Jerome Powell made the announcement yesterday.
In support of our goals and in light of the shift in the balance of risks, today the Federal Open Market Committee decided to lower our policy interest rate by a quarter percentage point.
A majority of policymakers say that they want two more rate cuts this year. President Trump says the bond between the U.S. and the U.K. is unbreakable. He spoke at a state banquet hosted by the King of England at Windsor Castle in London yesterday.
Your Majesty, Melania and I are deeply grateful to you and Queen Camilla for your extraordinary graciousness. And to William and Kate, thank you so much. It's been so great being with you today.
King Charles says he cherishes the close ties between the British and American people. Earlier in the day, the Trumps took part in a carriage procession through the Windsor estate with King Charles, Queen Camilla, and the Prince and Princess of Wales. They also visited the tomb of the late Queen Elizabeth II and laid a wreath at St. George's Chapel. ABC has announced it's taking Jimmy Kimmel's show off the air for the foreseeable future, following comments about the killing of Charlie Kirk.
We hit some new lows over the weekend with the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from.
In his monologue on Monday night, Kimmel raised the possibility the alleged assassin of Kirk, Tyler Robinson, might have been a pro-Trump Republican. It's unclear when or if Kimmel's show will go back on the air.
WBSM Sports.
Red Sox 5, Athletics 4 in 10 innings at Fenway last night. Both teams back at it this afternoon at 1:35.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Good Thursday morning. More patchy fog, some clouds around, and a stray shower or two after a soggy end to our Wednesday. We're not totally done with the rain just yet. That said, showers are few and far between this morning, and they clear out by the afternoon here for the South Coast as low pressure moves off to the east. First, the showers go, then the clouds start to clear out as well. Temperatures this afternoon into the low to mid 70s. It's pretty comfy for this time of year, especially with the late day sunshine. Not a bad end of our Thursday to get outside. I'm ABC 6 Chief Meteorologist Christina Schallhoop on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
All right, you ready to talk a little pop culture?
The Gen X Files.
Let's take a look at some of the events that mattered most to 80s and 90s kids on this date. We'll start with celebrity birthdays. Former teen idol Frankie Avalon turns 85 years old today. Dr. Ben Carson, the former presidential candidate and former Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, is 74. MLB great Ryan Sandberg turns 66. Holly Robinson Pete, who starred on 21 Jump Street in the 80s and Hanging with Mr. Cooper in the 90s, is 61. Comedian Aisha Tyler is 55. Disgraced cyclist Lance Armstrong and actress Jada Pinkett Smith are both 54 today. Actor James Marsden is 52. Jason Sudeikis, best known these days as Ted Lasso, is celebrating his 50th birthday. Comedian Billy Eichner is 47. Global soccer star Cristiano Ronaldo is 40. And actor Patrick Schwarzenegger is 32 today. September 18th, 1976, one-hit wonders Wild Cherry started a three-week run at number one on the U.S. singles chart with Play That Funky Music. The song had started life as a B-side. In 1978, WKRP in Cincinnati premiered on CBS, inspiring people like myself to want to get into this crazy business. In 1983, Kiss took to MTV to appear in public without their iconic makeup for the first time. While the hard rockers pulled off the stunt to promote their new album, Lick It Up, it also tripled the sales of their previous LP, Creatures of the Night. And then when everybody saw Kiss without their makeup on, they said, whoa, 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 please, put it back on, put it back on. Which they eventually did, like 13 years later. In 1987, DuckTales premiered in syndication. It would later become part of what was known as the Disney Afternoon, followed by shows like Tailspin, Darkwing Duck, Goof Troop, and more.
You can buy a hair that won't grow. You can fix your nose if you say so. You can buy all the makeup.
this date in 1999, TLC hit number one on the Billboard charts with Unpretty off their album Fan Mail. In 2004, Britney Spears married dancer Kevin Federline during a private ceremony in Los Angeles. Federline had two daughters from his previous relationship with actress Shar Jackson. In 2006, then 73-year-old country singer Willie Nelson and four members from his band were charged with drug possession after marijuana and magic mushrooms were found by police on his tour bus. Police had stopped the tour bus near Lafayette, Louisiana. And in other Britney Spears news, it was on this date in 2007 when Spears was dropped by her management company 1 month after employing their services. Los Angeles-based The Firm said, quote, "We have terminated our professional relationship with Britney Spears. We believe she is enormously talented, but current circumstances have prevented us from properly doing our job." If you remember, that was the time of Britney Spears' meltdown. That's the Gen X Files for September 18th, 2025. All right. So we are going to take a break here coming up. Then we can get back into this open meeting law violation by the city council. I know Chris McCarthy plans on talking about it because he had me print out some things. So this is something that I think is, I want to see how this gets handled. That's what I'm the most interested about this. I think we all kind of felt here on the station and all of you callers, a lot of us brought up the idea that this could be an open meeting law violation when we found out about it back in the spring. And I think that the Attorney General's office did a good job explaining why they ruled that it was an open meeting law violation, the email and the texts that were sent by Counselor Morad. But I also think that there might be some vagueness in what this really, you know, what the open meeting law really covers. Some things, of course, are easily black and white, you know. But in this particular case, the city council, through its attorney, David Garatowski, tried to make the argument that, you know, these weren't deliberations. And they tried to say that there wasn't an open meeting law violation when they were discussing the longevity pay because that was something that was actually out of their jurisdiction at that point in time. If they weren't getting it, then they weren't able to actively discuss it, I guess, was their argument, that until they were able to put it back on the books, it couldn't be something they could deliberate on. I don't know. I think that the bottom line here is these incidents, if they, you know, if I think I'm trying to find a way to put this in a way where it doesn't seem like I'm trying to suggest there's a way to get around the open meeting law, because that's not what I'm trying to say at all. I'm not trying to say that if you had just done this, you wouldn't have gotten caught. But there was a different way that they could have, that Counselor Morad could have gone through the process of trying to get people to co-sponsor this motion, or trying to figure out who was the person that was leaking information without sending the group email or without sending the group text. So, like, let's just say somebody spills a coffee all over the board here in the studio when I'm not here, and I want to know who did it. I can send an email out to everybody and say, hey, who was the person that spilled coffee on the board? Come, and I mean, of course, I don't even need to send that email. We all know it was Chris McCarthy, right? See, that's where you'd be wrong. He only has a small cup of espresso now. He spilled water on the board. See, make incorrect assumptions about the guy. Come on. But seriously, if I wanted to find out who had done that, I could send an email out, a group email, and said, okay, who is the person that spilled coffee on the board? And then someone might reluctantly say, you know, it was me. Or they might say, you know, I'll talk to you offline about that or whatever. Or I could just go to each person individually and ask them who did it. And I think that that's where the concern is on the part of the attorney general's office is you could have gone and done this on an individual basis. You could have gone and talked to the 10 other people and said, hey, are you the leak? Are you the leak? Are you the leak? And it was just obviously, you know, when you've when you're in the interest of time, it's easier to send an email to everybody. But if you think that that might be an open meeting law violation, why would you do that? The problem here is I think what they're trying to say is that this might be a more common thing than just this one instance. So if they were discussing this, or if they were putting this out to a group, how many other things are they putting out to a group? And I think that's a fair question we're going to have to ask Council President Burgo when he comes in on Monday. And certainly if Chris or Barry have any, or Brian have any of the counselors on, or Paul or Ken have any of the counselors on before then, they can ask them too. But how much communication is being done to the group in email and text? Of course, there's got to be things that get done in that fashion. But in some cases, it's a risk versus reward kind of thing. Weigh the consequences. And I think these are things that if these had just been done on an individual basis, it wouldn't have been a problem. And if these had been done on an individual basis, would it have been as big of a deal? Now, part of the reason why it became a big deal that the counselors wanted to get this longevity pay reinstated is because we didn't really have a whole lot of information at the time about that it had been paid, that the Mitchell administration had decided to stop paying it because the mayor had gotten it. And he's like, what is this? And then they did the research and they're like, why are we getting this? We're not supposed to. Look at the city code. And you know, we didn't have all that information. That all came to light later. So this became framed as, hey, these counselors are trying to get themselves extra money at a time when longevity pay was also coincidentally in the news from another municipality. And I think that that's where it became, you know, something that people got raised their eyebrows at. Anyway, 508-996-0500. I've got to get a break in here. Before I do that, though, It's a wet and rainy day out there. It's supposed to get a little bit better, but it seems like a really good day to go to the butcher shop and get yourself something already hot and fresh and ready. And they're over there right now cooking up a storm, and they're going to have, when it comes to lunchtime, you're going to have your choice of a bunch of different things to pick, but get yourself a really nice kind of stick to your ribs type of meal, comfort food that'll warm up your day, warm up your belly, and it isn't going to cost you a heck of a lot either. You're going to go and get lunch at the butcher shop, and you're going to pay less than you would if you went to most other places around here to get yourself lunch. I always joke around, you know, like you can't get lunch anywhere under $20 anymore. But you can do that at the butcher shop for sure. Plus, you can get everything else that you need there. It's a real old-school neighborhood market. Check them out. 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford, The Butcher Shop. Tomorrow, we'll check in with Eric over there and find out everything they've got going on. But instead of waiting for that, just pop in yourself today and see what's happening over there at The Butcher Shop. All right, let me get this break in. We'll be right back. And welcome back in. And of course, it's your prerogative if you don't want to have to get up early and go to work every day. But if you do like getting up early and getting your day done and out of the way, well, Tremblay Bus Company could be a great place for you to work. You can get up and help those local kids get to school and then have the rest of the day ahead of you. So if you want to find out more about how to get a job with Tremblay Bus Company, whether it be being a school bus driver, a van driver, a monitor, a mechanic, they're hiring for all of those positions. All you have to do is go to tbcbus.com, TBC for Tremblay Bus Company, tbcbus.com, and find out more. Don't worry about not having a CDL. They're willing to train you if you are willing to learn. It's a great job for retirees, for stay-at-home parents, or anybody else looking for some great money while helping kids get to school. So again, tbcbus.com. to find out more. I got to squeeze one more break in here before the end of the hour. We'll be right back. All right, we are going to go into the news when we come back on the other side. More with you, 508-996-0500. Also in the next hour, we should be connecting with Kelly over at Stevie's Wine and Spirits to find out about their great fall favorites tasting event that's happening.